Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone's favorite time of day. We get to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Almost everyone's.
Almost. All right. Today you are playing for the qualifying prize pack here, which this whole thing presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Today's winner, two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. But if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber grill, the Yeti cooler, and the cornhole set.
Yeti clutch.
Yeah, he is clutch. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a clue?
I got a good feeling about this one.
And then
I do too.
The callers can hop in, ask Hugh one yes or no question, and then you get a guess. So what is the clue to help everyone kind of have a sense of where you're going?
This item is blue.
That's it?
It's blue.
All right, so you're just giving us a color. All right, yeah. There's a lot of things that are blue. All right, let's go to Ron in the Northeast, who's up first on what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Love listening to your show. It's always fun. You always got good stuff going on.
Thank you.
You guys are great. I kind of got in there last minute, so I'm just trying to catch up to speed. So the only thing I can think of that's blue, and I don't know if it's going to be anything hard, if you know what I'm saying, to guess, but I'm thinking you might have a little blue chew going on somewhere. I don't know.
See, man.
You got mad at me yesterday because it was too hard. Now I just made it easy. Now you're mad again.
It's almost like there's a middle ground.
You're never satisfied,
no.
Kyle. Never satisfied.
That's because I don't have blue chew.
Never too hard, yeah.
Hugh Douglas with a blue chew.
So hard.
No, I was going into detail because everybody's like, why you pick that? And I was like, you know, it's the holidays. Everybody trying to go back
man.
To back.
Good man,
I mean,
like
this
it.
Was this
like
is an all time bad one.
Ron, good job.
Good job, Ron.
Everybody trying to go.
I mean,
back.
My goodness, Hugh.
Now, I will say, in Hugh's defense on this, when we planned this out, did anyone know that there would literally be a Blue Chew commercial leading right back into the segment?
No,
so
we
Blue
didn't.
Chew was on everyone's mind. I'm sure they're loving the extra advertising here.
Hey,
I mean, it was on everyone's
plug.
Mind.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
It was. I knew right away that he knew, too. You could just, you could sense. It, like, he walked into it with the answer. He had it. And so
probably everybody else probably had it too.
You know what I think we should do at some point? I think it'd be funny if we had a graphic that was made of you standing next to the stocking, right? And then all the things that end up in your stocking for this promotion. So we've had Frank Sinatra.
Uh-huh.
We have had eggnog.
Yes.
We have had a glizzy, and now we have blue chew.
And it was a glizzy. We should have got more details. It was a glizzy wrapped in aluminum foil.
It was right.
Yeah, it wasn't just the glizzy.
Yeah.
It was
not the same kind that Aaron called about today. When he talked about the bacon and the
No, it wasn't. It was wrapped
stuff.
In. It was like aluminum. You know how like wrapped it in the bun. It was just and it was an aluminum foil to try to keep it warm. And it was a glizzy.
This has turned out to be one of the most unique giveaways because every day it just like it goes one to the other. Like the fact that we started with Frank Sinatra, we got the David Copperfield call.
Yes,
the glizzy one took us 15 minutes, and that was. I had to apologize to the audience because that took way too long. And then today, it's the first guess.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm proud of myself.
The question is, and some people have surmised this as a theory. Are you sabotaging Hughes Holiday Stocking in protest because we won't give you Hughes Clues back?
Who
it's
said
It's fair
that?
To wonder.
People, who said that?
The streets, as you say.
The streets, and me.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking.
Yeah. Yeah. If by the streets you mean me.
Hey, and I feel like by me getting defensive like I did, uh-huh. It feels like there might be some truth to that. But I don't know. I don't think so.
I think there is a part of you that is saying, if I just make this, you know, easy, they're going to give me back Hughes Clues.
I feel attacked. Why are you putting that on me?
I feel attacked every time we do one of these.
Stay tuned tomorrow for what's in Hughes Holiday
Stocking. Tomorrow's going to be even better. Like tonight, I'm going to think about it.
You put your thinking cap on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a first.
See that?
I couldn't resist. Yeah, sorry.
I'll think of something good tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I don't think Blue Chew was bad.
I don't think it was either. Especially, you know, it's right in our age demographic.
Well, that's true. And we
find our age demographic. Well, I mean, they range. It might be your age demographic.
First of all, I ain't got no problems. But
well,
it's
you're
always,
the one
you're closer than me, buddy.
But I ain't got no problem. I'm okay with an assist. You know what I mean? I ain't got no problems, but I'm just saying assist.
Yeah, you can put up the shot.
Assists are always
but assists, you know, just make things easier for you.
Somewhere a medical professional is rolling their eyes.
No, I
don't need the medication, but I take it anyway.
No, you take it because you want to put together a performance, a memorable one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to put in work as
I think we understand. I think everyone understands.
Joe fantasizing about Dicker.
Yeah, that was yesterday. That's not
Dicker
today.
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah.
He was Dickermatized. It was right there.
We all watched the game. No. Who didn't have... Right,
Who didn't? I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I was just like, damn.
You had zero Dicker envy as
no,
you...
No.
Okay.
I was just like, man. You know, all Joe's side, you know what I thought? Every time he smiled, right?
Dicker.
Yeah.
The kicker.
I was like, man, he needed to see a dentist because his teeth was kind of...
You know what? I haven't even noticed that. I got to search.
I'm sorry.
Cameron
as
Dicker.
As an older gentleman, you know, because your teeth matter and how you, you know...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're a little space. I was like, no, you need to go ahead and probably get
but
you some
veneers.
But
maybe he's going for that look.
What? The rake look?
The Strahan.
The Strahan? But no, it wasn't just the two. It was like all of them. They were kind of spaced out.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, I'm saying because, like, you know, especially in this dating realm, because I know women do it too. I look at teeth. I am at that. Like, I'm not in a relationship, so I look at teeth. And if your teeth messed up, then that kind of tells me a lot. You know what I mean? Because we're too old to be having like jacked up teeth.
Have you listened to the PI Dental Center read? Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, seriously. Like, if I meet somebody, the first thing I say is, oh. She has nice teeth. And if that's not the case, then it's like, damn, why are you running around with your mouth looking like that? Everybody got a dental, like, especially if you work. I know dental plans are expensive.
Here we go.
But if you work, you bet, man, listen, you're too old to be running around with your teeth looking like that. Seriously. All jokes aside.
You know, I just, sometimes I think about the person in the audience that just tuned in, right?
And I'm talking about
for the first time ever, too.
All right, Schwarber resigned. The Eagles are struggling. What are they talking about? Man, the Chargers kicker's mouth looked like a rake. Hugh Douglas saying he takes Blue Shoes for the hell of it. And the first thing he looks at is teeth.
That's a hell of a spectrum.
If you're searching, this is Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio.
94
WIP. This is where you want to be.
I'm just saying,
don't go anywhere. We'll get to all the other stuff.
I'm just saying. See, you guys are in happy, committed relationships. I'm still looking. And if, like, okay.
You're screaming for one soon, buddy. With this.
Hey, listen, I admit, I've been told, like, I've gotten too picky.
Yeah. Have you thought about looking at the man in the mirror?
I look in the mirror, my teeth. I'm getting my teeth worked on Monday.
No, I didn't mean it. How you look. I mean,
I'm getting worked on Monday.
I'm getting my teeth right Monday.
Soon, I will be ready.
Hey, listen, I'll be back in the game. I'm getting this part of my
Not today,
my
but by
yeah.
Monday?
By Monday, I'm going to be in the game. What you talking about?
Okay, let's go.
The holidays right around the 22 guy. Oh, I'm going to kill him with this outfit.
New teeth, new outfit, new hue.
Who this?
Big V and Matt Laurel joins the nonsense. Big V.
Okay.
Wait a minute. This ain't starting off right.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to say about the blue chew and the new teeth, but I'm going to keep this PG. Okay. Let's go back to the original topic. Should they bench Jalen? Have you lost your ever-loving mind, Joe Giglio?
Have you watched the last five games, Big V? My God.
You are out your positivity, responsibility, rabbit a mind.
Mm-hmm. Why?
First of all, why? Well, let's see. 2 weeks ago, you were raising a banner. We're on our way to the Super Bowl.
I raised the banner for the division. The Super Bowl is a different thing. Also, okay, I'm trying to keep the banner up, and I need better quarterback play. Otherwise, I got to come in here in a clown outfit because I called the division over, and we're going to blow it.
Well, the division isn't over when we're leading it. So this conversation makes no sense.
Yeah, we're leading it barely at this point. I mean, we're giving this thing back.
We're still leading it. That's the problem that we had when we were 8-2. We were leading it, and people were still complaining like we were 2-8.
Because now, the offense stinks.
The offense needs work, but last Monday, the offense did move the chains. So we are making progress. Okay, this isn't an overnight thing where you just, you know, wish on a genie
What week is it? 15?
Yeah,
the season's
like
almost over. Overnight.
Okay, again, we are leading the division with your freaking DEFCON 1. Okay, bring it down a little bit.
I can't. I don't have the ability to do that, Big V. I've given the offense the entire season. It's dreadful. They haven't had a drought like this since 2012.
Okay, why? Okay, can Hugh, can you get one of your friends to give him some of that expensive cheese to go with the Joe Giglio?
You need some of that cheese to go with Joe's wine? Yeah, he ain't whining.
You called in whining.
Also, you guys are whining because you don't like what I'm saying.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
We have our own issues with
you guys. Glad you guys are cool.
We are cool. I didn't throw any pens.
Thanks for getting
I had
out.
Four pens today. Didn't throw a single one of you.
I'm surprised you stayed in your seat the whole show. You didn't get up not man tired.
Actually, I felt it was therapeutic when I told Aaron to shut up three times. I felt so much better. And now I know how everyone listening feels. Like sometimes you just got to say, Aaron, shut up.
Aaron catches strike. He catches strike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, he's had a tough one.
We'll get to that soon. People want to hear that again.
Okay.
Finally, people are seeing the light.
On Aaron?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home. I'm about to go home and get high, man. I ain't about to even lie to you, man. I'm about to go, yeah, for real.
You know, I'm happy for you, buddy.
I'm just saying, y'all didn't want me out today. I'm about to go, yeah. I'm about to go straight.
You know
home.
How they take clips of our show and they make them like the little rejoins, yeah. Like the shark and peeing or the minivan,
the midday show. I'm about to go home and get high.
I can hear it.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all didn't worry me to death today with all this craziness, man. For real.
We wore you out.
Yeah, y'all wore me out with this crazy
offense that can't move the ball.
Oh no, he was laughing. At that on
no, I tried to tell y'all there is some good stuff that they did. Nobody wants to hear that.
Do you realize how low we have set the bar? that they did some good stuff. They moved the ball.
Can I be
they
honest?
Also had five quarters to do it, by the way. Because I've seen a lot of people say, well, they had 360 yards offense. We all recognize they had more than four quarters to rack up whatever the hell they got on Monday.
Can I be honest? Mm. Okay, we came in here Monday before the game, and we said we wanted to see some growth, positivity. We didn't get the win, but we did grow. So you have to take the – it's the many wins. It's micromanaging this thing, Joe. You got to take the many wins.
Did we grow?
From that.
Or did we just get an answer as to why they won't grow?
No, I think now you rally the troops. Hmm. You rally the troops. Yeah. You work harder this week, and you beat the Raiders. The Raiders are like – that's a spoon-fed for you. You just got to beat the brakes off
I think they're the worst team in the league right now. We're getting the worst team in the league.
Oh, yeah. So you know how you get measuring stick games and you play good teams?
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of that is against the Raiders.
It's a homecoming game.
We are about to find out how far off we are.
I'm telling you, the bar is so low, it is set at 20 points. If we cannot clear 20 points, everyone just take off the rest.
What do we think are?
Shouldn't come in Monday.
What do we think are? Do we think they have the team total out?
They might. If I had to guess, I would say it's 20.
Oh my goodness. Hold on. No, over under is 37.5.
Well, then our total can't be more than.
Hold on.
No, I would say the Eagles team total is 22.5.
It's 24.5.
Okay. So what's the Raiders? If the Raiders is like 13?
12.5.
Oh, 12. Okay. Are we clearing 24?
It's going to be a great game,
guys. Are we clearing 24.5?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come.
I mean, do you want me to lie to you? Like, do you want me to be like the callers call in and say, we're going to score 38-12? You want me to do that?
It's the Raiders.
Have I done that in the last couple of weeks we've been doing this?
No, because you veered more to being Detroit Douglas and Dak Douglas.
No, I said
that.
21. I've been in the 20s.
You have.
For like at least the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because that's reality. Now, come Friday, I guarantee you, I'll bet you those 400 pennies that I owe Kyle and 400 more that somebody's going to call in here Friday. And say some ridiculous score that's going to be over 21 points.
So a whole $8 you're putting on this?
No, a whole $8.
Watch out, everyone.
800 pennies.
All right, let's go to Mark at Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I mean, I still don't have the answers on why Jalen Hurts is not being successful as a quarterback with all these experts on
Mark,
your show.
Mark, what kind of sandwich you eating, man? Like, you eating something. What you eating?
You guys caught me mid-chew there.
No, I'm saying, what you eat, man?
Little Cape Cod wave chip.
Oh, I like those.
Boy, you smacking on that chip like it's
the right combination of crunch and salt. I'm in on the Cape Cod. Fantastic. You like the Cape Cod?
You got excited.
I love the Cape Cod, Joe.
That's in the blue and white bag, right?
I think so. With the lighthouse on it.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
With the lighthouse, I love it. My wife treated me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, that bag. No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Listen,
no, you're fine. It fits right into this hour.
Jalen, I know you're asking, should he be benched? Mm-hmm. You got to win Sunday. I don't care if you're playing the Sisters of the Poor, the Raiders, whatever. You got to win. If he's not cutting it, you got to take him out at this point. We can't just keep doing this over and over again. It's like the Phillies offense this past summer. I mean, we just can't keep going through this. You know what I mean?
Well, at some point it becomes enough is enough, Mark, right? Where
Yeah, enough is enough, man. Remember the Phillies on opening day?
Of course. How do we forget?
That's exactly right.
I thought as soon as you called in,
my favorite call of the year.
Enough is enough. Mark, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the Cape Cods. He's right. They're a good chip. You don't like the Cape Cods?
Nah.
What's your favorite chip?
They don't make them here. They're called Jones. They're from my hometown, Jones Potato Chips.
Okay.
But they changed the formula like, about 10, 15 years ago. But those are the ones. I used to have them delivered. I used to have people like send me boxes mm-hmm. of the Jones Potato Chips because they were made in Mansfield, Ohio.
Can you compare them to any other?
They would probably be closest to the Ruffles.
Oh, I do like a Ruffles.
Yeah, they're probably closer to Ruffles than anything.
You know, I got to tell you, the Trader Joe's across the street.
They got some fire chips.
You
got
to try their ruffled ones.
Yeah,
yeah, they're really good.
I'd rather go to Trader Joe's than that other spot.
Okay, well, wherever you go, you get a
because they rob you.
Let's not say their name.
You know which one. They don't put no seasoning on their food though.
Oh, those people. Okay, let's get to you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
A lot of tomatoes in the chat for Joe today.
Oh, they're throwing the
yeah,
tomatoes.
Yeah, the tomatoes
they're
are back.
The virtual tomato throw.
Wait a minute, we got tomatoes in the chat.
People throw tomatoes, the tomato emoji when they don't like the take.
They don't allow me to look at the chat.
No, it's best for
that's
everyone.
For the best, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear the ones that I select for you, and it still doesn't go well.
You know, we haven't discussed what the punishment would be. We kind of workshopped. I'd be in a full clown outfit if the Eagles blow the division.
Joe, don't do that. No, that's going to be
a meme. I'm just saying we could throw in possibilities. People throw tomatoes at me.
Don't do that.
What do you think?
That's going to be evergreen.
Be careful.
Don't do that.
Better be careful.
Don't do that.
The full clown outfit?
Yes. Don't do that.
I think that's the leader in the clubhouse right now if we get there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep. You guys have horrible takes every day, and you still have a job.
Well, that's...
I like that one. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. We do have
that's kind of the job, though.
I'm all right with that. I don't have horrible takes.
Well,
I get offended when I hear that because my takes are.
I think the issue is people think takes are good or bad based on if you agree with
them. Yeah,
that's not really how this works.
No,
interceptions are bad whether or not you like Jalen Hurts or not.
It's like when we're arguing with a caller. And the caller is making the points that they agree with. And they're like, wow, you just got cooked.
Yeah, no. That's you know what? Because you agree.
What, who's playing tonight? Is there a game? The Sixers playing tonight? Somebody playing tonight?
Someone might be playing tonight.
But my thing is this. Go to your local watering hole.
Okay.
And just sit at the bar and listen to some of those stupid-ass takes that other people have. Yeah. Just ear hustling.
Well,
it's the same thing.
No Sixers tonight. It's a light NBA night.
It's a light NBA.
Everybody that calls and says Petullo was a joke, fire Petullo. Like, that's no different than... us, like, we have criticisms about this player, that player. You have criticisms about the OC. You have criticisms about that player. For some reason, it's only the Jalen ones that gets people off.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Yep. Julio has no sources.
I never said I did.
I know.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, you do have an opinion. Yeah. We all have an opinion.
Yeah, we all have opinions.
Mm-hmm. Let Marple Mack call the plays.
You know, I would be interested in what it looked like for a week.
I'm not a fan of Marple Mack. I'm not going to lie. Not a fan.
What if you and Marple Mack called the place together?
Well, first of all,
no, they'd be in a fight on the sideline.
Yeah, because it's like for you to ask me to be your errand person, like that dog don't hunt.
Yep.
We you know.
So did he ever get the letters? The Cartwright letters?
No, Hugh got them. He just didn't deliver them.
So where are the Cartwright letters?
Oh, we have
they probably threw them away.
They could be. They could be in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah, they're more than likely in a landfill.
It's like the start of a movie. It starts with the Cartwright letters. You figure out how they got there.
All right. So this is a movement I like because Pro Bowl voting is going around.
Oh, great.
Can we? With enough votes, write in Hugh Douglas to get into the Pro Bowl.
If we really push it.
To go to Florida?
Yeah, you get to go to the Pro Bowl.
It's the honor.
I don't want to go to Florida.
It's the honor of it, Hugh.
I don't want to go to Florida, though. Everybody's in Florida.
Go to
Disney. Was it Disneyland, right?
No,
it's Disney World. Okay, Disney.
Lands in California.
They don't even really play anymore. You just get to go out there, play some flag football.
It's a free vacation.
Do some skills challenges.
I don't want to go.
I think it'd be good for you.
I think it'd be good for us, for everybody.
I don't want to go.
There goes Dollar Tree Douglas talking about being cheap again.
What is wrong with being cheap? Like, when you call me cheap, that's not a bad word.
I think you actually take it as a compliment.
Yeah, because it's like being cheap. Like, you know, especially when you talk about most people that when they retire from the NFL, they're like broke 5 years after they retire.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one.
What are you going to do? Can you calm down?
No, I was about to say.
No more.
Just came in. People pushing to replace Dental Douglas on the bracket with Halitosis Hugh.
Wait a minute, Halitosis. Oh, I don't play that game either. I keep mouthwash on me. And another thing, when you're talking to somebody, if you have stanky breath, like as a cute person, if you're attractive and your breath stank, that's a bad look. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Yep.
And you got bad
dental
teeth.
Hygiene seems like it's like, your number one thing.
Like, dude, as an older gentleman, that's huge. Because a lot of people don't take care of the teeth, man.
Speaking of, good Lord, Hugh. I don't even know what that was.
Evergreen.
Yep. What the hell is this garden gnome talking about?
Garden gnome. You don't
like
my
the garden
hat?
Gnome.
I like my hat.
Yeah. What does it say? Yep. Select?
Yes.
Nope.
I couldn't tell what word it was all day.
Yeah, select.
Because you haven't fully turned. I just see the L-E-C-T most of the day. A
couple quick things here. Joe Giglio, benching Jalen Hurts should be on the table. Callers, Jalen Hurts deserves a leash. He's the Super Bowl MVP. Hugh, I had some good raviolis yesterday.
That was
our first hour
today. That's the show.
I've never had, like, for real raviolis, and I was... Yeah.
I just don't know how you went this long without good ravioli.
Because it's one of those things because you always get it out of the can.
No, you don't have to.
You know what? I don't hang out with my Italian friends.
No, I mean, go to an Italian
Chef
restaurant.
Yeah, I need to hang out with my Italian friends.
Just go to restaurants. They
you
have
hangs
it
out
on
with
the
Chef Boyardee.
No, I didn't. It was just, okay, when you go to a restaurant,
yeah,
I don't think ravioli is like I know it's good, but that's
it
not
good, yeah.
what I want to go to the
Sometimes
restaurant again.
It hits the spot, though.
No, I hear you, and I understand that now.
All right.
But it's like, I'm not going to get ravioli.
One more quick thing.
Yep.
Music to my ears. Mm-hmm. Aaron in San Diego finally wore Joe Giglio down. We'll take a listen.
Half the league is better right now. Why can't you just say the truth on the quarterback, but on all the other players, we say the truth?
Why? Because the positives in that game were taken away from the quarterback. He threw two dimes to his wide receiver, and the guy dropped the ball.
Yeah. So you won't answer. You won't answer the question. I'm done. This is not hard. It's not hard. We do it with everybody else, but with the quarterback of the Eagles, we lie. Everybody else, who's better, Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Rodgers? Or Bryce Harper? Shohei Ohtani just rolls off the tongue. But with Jalen Hurts, oh, we got to defend him. He's our quarterback. Shut up. Shut up, Aaron. Wow. My God.
I knew he was done when he did that.
Yeah, Joe doesn't do the shut up very often.
I don't.
Shut up. No. My God.
No, it's pretty rare.
He's about to stand up.
Yeah. I will be sitting down or standing up, but I will be listening. 4:30 today. You know who's on the afternoon show?
Who?
Kyle Schwarber on the afternoon show.
Who pulled that off?
Well, we'll find out.
Nobody likes Spike like that. How he get it?
Afternoon show next. Schwarber, their guest at 4:30. You have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday season, Warmer with the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant blackberry flavor blended with the creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for your holiday parties, family gatherings, or a quiet night up by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a couple bottles to make your own festive Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktail. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate this season responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.